What's up, everybody? It's Andrew Velasquez, and guess what? I have a podcast. Oh my God, this has been a long time coming. It is called Mindful Artist. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited to walk you through all the things that I've been learning and researching, preparing to make sure that I deliver and give you the expertise and the knowledge that I feel that you should all receive. So what is the Mindful Artist? It's a podcast for balancing creativity, spirituality, and entrepreneurship. I'm a big fan of podcasts. I've been listening to so many different kinds, mostly in self-development, marketing, branding, pop culture, mysteries. And as I was researching the podcast, I started to recognize that I didn't really see anybody that like looked like me or sounded like me. And so I really want to create this safe space for LGBTQ plus IA, POC, Latinx. This is our time, you guys. This is our safe space for really coming together to have a healthy dialogue about diversity, inclusivity, culture, art, beauty, mindfulness, like all the things that really like resonate with me that make me so happy. And as I'm creating this podcast, I'm just going to be completely honest with you because I feel that's really the only way human can relate to human is I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to just be honest that this is my first time doing a podcast. So I'm going to mess up. I'm going to have some mistakes. I'm going to have some discoveries and some opportunities to learn. And I want you to have that experience with me. I want you to be on that journey with me, right? Because the message at the end of the day is, if there's something that you've been wanting to create, pursue, and you've been just kind of putting it in the back of your head, I'm here to tell you that you just got to do it. You just got to like pull the trigger, bite the bullet, whatever you want to call it, but you just got to take that risk and just try it. If you don't try it, then how do you know it's not going to work or it's going to work? And so I'm going to come in every episode with some tools, some strategies, some exercises that are going to help you just be more balanced, a healthier version of you, to express yourself, to have a checklist and be able to tackle on all those ideas and passions that you've been wanting to create, but you've just been putting it off for quite some time. And again, as this is my first time creating this podcast, doing a podcast, I want you to be honest with me too and tell me what it is that you want to hear. So episode by episode, I'm going to be interviewing another creative person and really ask a lot of amazing questions to figure out like what's working for their journey, what's not working for their journey, and just try to create this community of diversity, inclusivity, of all creative entrepreneurs that want to make something of themselves, leave a little bit of a legacy behind, because I feel as humans, that's really why we're here, is to share with each other, because we are all one, right? We're all part of the same species. We're all part of the same planet, Mother Nature. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to have that commonality with each other. So I'm really excited to be here with you guys. I can't wait to like dive deep into all the things that we're going to discuss. So with that said, stay tuned, because I'm going to share with you a little bit about who I am as a host, my expertise. Who is this guy? Like, where do I come from? You might not have ever heard of Andrew Velasquez. So here we go. My name is Andrew Velasquez, Mexican American, born in East Los Angeles, specifically Boyle Heights. Mom, Josefina Ornelas, born in León, Guanajuato, and father, Ramon Velasquez, born in Jalisco, Guadalajara. I was an artist at such a young age. My mom showed me how to color, paint, draw. My dad showed me how to write calligraphy and express myself and be a hard worker. And as the oldest of four boys, I always took on that role of, you know, mentorship and almost kind of having like a little bit of a maternal part of me, just embracing the upbringing of my siblings. And I loved it. I really did. I would be, you know, on the bus, which in East Los Angeles, if you don't know, this is the Montebello bus, which was 50 cents to take my brother Brian, who was 10 years younger than me, to the hospital, while my mom was on another bus with my brother Carlos, who was 11 years younger than me. And I would have to meet her there after school to make sure that, you know, they were okay, they were following up with their appointments. my brother Alex, who's 4 years younger than me, was like my best friend. I mean, he still is my best friend. He's my best man for my wedding. And we were just like homies. He was my role dog. We just did everything together growing up. This is like pre-social media, this is the 80s and 90s. You know what I'm saying? So we had dirt, rocks. We even had those like go-go power wheels, but we would take the battery out to just like drive them down the hill street. And it was really fun. I remember once I put him on a seesaw that I handmade with this big wood. Put him on one end and I would jump on the other end to see if he would like fly, and he would. And he always listened to me. It was so crazy. But that's what you do when you're young and you don't have, you know, access to all these devices and social media. You just kind of like be as a human being and express yourself and experiment, right? And so at a young age, I realized like, oh, there's something about this like mentorship. I used to pretend I was a teacher to my cousins and my siblings and bring home my personal teacher's manual and give them homework, assign them arts and crafts, play restaurant. And yeah, I just always knew from an early age, like I need to help humans. I need to help a team. I need to help a community and just kind of, you know, be a part of something that is larger and more grand to help humanity in general. So yeah, really early on, I knew that I wanted to be expressive and creative. I went to the Los Angeles Music and Art School for color theory, for painting, and just experimenting with different mediums. Then because of high school just being a little bit more difficult and having to, you know, put on the macho role, raised Catholic, you know, make sure that I'm not sinning. At a young age, didn't realize that I was kind of like trying to fit in and really be blending and acceptable and straight acting as a gay man and a member of the LGBTQ+IA community. I think we all kind of hold that commonality sometimes where, you know, you're just forced to kind of put on these two faces and fit in and be passing to just get day by day. But clearly that wasn't the case because although I had a girlfriend, I also would get bullied and jumped. And, you know, I write about that in my book, Love is Art, Art is Love. And so just experiencing bullying at such a young age was very difficult, and just trying to like make something of myself and discover myself was really challenging. So having a lot of mental health issues, specifically with my mother, she did suffer from chronic depression and substance abuse and a history of alcoholism that really encouraged me to research and learn more about that specific. After high school, fast forward to Los Angeles Trade Tech, where I attended fashion merchandising and I was obsessed, just conceptualizing, discovering other creative people, hairstylists, makeup artists, wardrobe. And I decided at that point, like after having my first fashion show, I need to go to cosmetology school as well. So after 2 years of fashion merchandising, I attended West Valley Occupational Center for Cosmetology, where I really thrived. Like I finally felt accepted. I finally felt like I was with other people that were creative and like-minded like myself. And I remember my cosmetology instructor, Mr. Kelly, pulling me aside and saying, "Hey, Andrew, I really see your passion for color and for makeup specifically. I'm going to have you help me and facilitate that part. And what we're going to do is give you extra hours so you can pass your state board exam for not only cosmetology, but for an instructor as well." I thought that was crazy, but, you know, I'm 18 years old. I'm kind of vulnerable and a little bit gullible at that point. So I said, "All right, Mr. Kelly, let's do it. Let's go for it." And I did it. I helped facilitate the makeup portion. I put together a team to participate in our fashion shows and hair shows, and we would win awards. Yeah, overall, beauty school was so much fun. Great way to develop community, be creative and expressive. I started working at MAC Cosmetics at the age of 19, and that's really where I took off and I discovered other creative people that wanted to express themselves and feel part of, you know, something really special. And although I went to fashion merchandising school and cosmetology school, I never went to like a university or an actual college. But for me, MAC Cosmetics was my college. It was throughout my whole 20s. And I'm so grateful for that. I always expressed interest in wanting to grow, have mentorship by my senior artists and trainers that would come in and give us, you know, technique and verbiage and show us how to be a platform artist. So I really thrived there and had an opportunity to be a part of the Mac Pro membership and be a part of the entertainment industry, where I finally was able to do hair and makeup for music videos and the Grammys, the Emmys, the Latin Grammys, you know, Lady Gaga, RuPaul's Drag Race, Michelle Williams, like all these amazing people, all these amazing studio work that just, I didn't know that was going to be so accessible. But when you're from Los Angeles, it's kind of inevitable. Like, you're going to be in the entertainment industry to some degree or some capacity. And so what I did that was really smart is I would keep in touch with all production. I would hand out business cards. I would follow up, let them know that these are the updates for my portfolio and that I do hair and makeup and that can be reached out to for future opportunities. And after 11 years of MAC Cosmetics experience, I was recruited by Anastasia Beverly Hills as her first national makeup artist, where I got to work really closely with Norvina Claudisuare, who is the vice president. And together we would create, you know, the first launch of color. Prior to myself being with Anastasia, it was just skincare and eyebrows. So traveling all over North America, you know, being in Sephora, Ulta, Nordstrom, and representing this amazing brand right when social media was born, Instagram became viral. And really, they were the pioneers of the community of artistry, creating sponsorship programs in trade for representation and posting. Prior to them, nobody had ever really done that because Instagram didn't exist. So I finally went on my own after 15 years of retail cosmetics, helping MAC, helping Anastasia, and wanted to branch off and create a studio for my own clientele. Took me about a solid 3 good years to develop a solid following. And I remember teaching at a Paul Mitchell school, which is a cosmetology school, for one of their fundraising programs. And I had a student that reached out to me and said, "Oh, Mr. Andrew, would you mentor me? I'm part of, you know, this is part of our graduation program, and I wanted to see if I could be your mentoree." I was like, "What? I've never mentored anybody." That just kind of blew my mind. But, you know, I took the opportunity. I said, "Yes, absolutely. I will completely mentor you." And just started researching on what I should do to be of service for this future professional and of our industry. And we had such a great relationship that she ended up being my first assistant in our first studio, where we had one chair, then 2 chairs, and then eventually moved across the street to a 1,700 square foot salon where we were able to have multiple chairs for multiple services. And we thrived. We were there for 4 years, just growing the clientele, just being creative and making them happy. And all this time, you know, I'm grateful, I'm in the moment, but I want something more. Like, there's something beyond, you know, the salon and working in studio, which, again, super grateful for those opportunities. But while I was at MAC, I was able to be a part of event coordinating and hosted this amazing Chinese dress event, which was the first time in history that it was a huge spectacle before, you know, like, again, social media. It was all press related. So had, you know, humans basically nude, and we adorned them with makeup from head to toe, and they were like art installations, photographed them, turned them into a book. I remember holding that book, and I remember looking at it and looking through the pages after the event, after the launch, and I said to myself, I'm gonna have one of these books one day for me, for my brand, for my craftsmanship, for my expression. And so after being on a reality competition show called American Beauty Star, where I made it to the finales, because I was quarantined and we had to check into our hotel rooms, be in a shuttle, and then be in studio. I had a lot of downtime, so I would journal, I would write, I would draw, create face charts. If you don't know what a face chart is, it's basically a silhouette where you paint and adorn with makeup or colored pencils. And at the end of the production, I realized I had a book, I had essays, and I had a story to share. And so there it was, the full circle moment of, you know, making it to the finales of this amazing show, taking a risk, number one. Number two, finally being able to have something substantial that I've been wanting to publish. And I took it to an editor that helped me narrate everything and create it more reader friendly. And while that was happening, I also created the artwork for it on 10 models that were also nude, painting them from front to back, top to bottom with an amazing team, photographed it, videographed it, and finally published a book about a year ago, actually. And through the experience of making the book, I also realized there was a lack of pigment with some of the colors. So I decided to not only publish a book, but create a makeup palette, which is called Mi Corazón. So the palette is 9 shades, all safe, animal cruelty free for eyes, cheeks, and lip. You can use it wet or dry. And it's just been such a beautiful experience to be able to help with these amazing, you know, stellar brands, and then be able to be inspired and then create a little bit of my own legacy with the book and the palette. And I've also created some clack fans with the artwork of the book. And so now I'm like, okay, what next? You know, I'm living in Orlando, Florida with my husband, which we're very happy. And I do travel back to Los Angeles occasionally for some work. I just got back this week. But now it's like about the message. Now it's a little bit more substantial. Now it's like, I want to meet with other creative people that have similar messages, that have similar experiences, and want to share with you what is working for them, what is not working for them. And so that's what we're going to do episode by episode, is sit down, have this real one-to-one experience with these amazing entrepreneurs, discover what has helped their journeys in their entrepreneurship, what has helped them be expressive, what maybe is not working, and why they are still pursuing what they're pursuing. And so at the end of the day, that's the philosophy behind The Mindful Artist, is for you to go out, seek your passion project, pursue it, have that dream, manifest it, write it down, visualize it, it's going to happen. And the more and more you check in here at Mindful Artist Podcast, the more tools you're going to have, the more expertise that we're going to be able to provide for you, and the more feedback that we're going to be able to receive from you to know and learn what's working and what's not working as I create this podcast, because this is my first time doing this. But we're going to have some amazing guests, you guys. I've already confirmed to some really cool people. I can't wait for you to meet them. And I can't wait to dive deep and to get to know you, our community, our kings and queens, and all in betweens. This is our safe space, you guys. This is Mindful Artist Podcast. Let's go. I'll see you at the next episode. And thank you so much for checking in. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Mindful Artist Podcast. And my name is Andrew Velasquez. I'll see you at the next show. And thank you so much. Much love and light.